From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. authorities say a shooting attack in the state of California has killed 14 people in the nation's deadliest mass shooting in 3 years. They say as many as 3 attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. Hours later, police shot and killed 2 of the suspected assailants in a getaway vehicle in a nearby neighborhood. Here's what local police chief Jared Bergawan had to say about that incident.
We had multiple officers that were involved in the shooting. We have 2 suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had 1 police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital and is expected to be okay.
Authorities have identified one of the suspected assailants as an American citizen, Saeed Farouk, a municipal employee of San Bernardino. Police were searching a local home connected to Farouk for possible explosives. Officials say they cannot rule out terrorism as a motive for the attack, and the U.S. Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, held a press conference to condemn the shooting. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first raids on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. The British Defense Ministry says the raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in Syria until now. Cameron had urged lawmakers to back the extension of British airstrikes to Syria, where the Islamic State group is based. This is VOA. Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region says it is toughening a crackdown on illegal drugs in response to an investigative report by the Voice of America's Kurdish service. The Kurdistan Regional Government said Wednesday it is strengthening penalties for trading pharmaceuticals on the black market and for smuggling them across borders. The local government's chief pharmaceutical officer said the move was a direct result of a VOA report broadcast on the Kurd Connection TV program several months ago. That report showed how drug traffickers in the Iraqi Kurdish region sell legal painkillers to Iraqi smugglers who then transfer them into Iran. Cameroon says its troops have helped to kill 100 Boko Haram militants and free 900 captives held by the Nigeria-based militant group. The Cameroonian government says its soldiers were part of a regional military force that killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of Cameroon's claim. A speech by U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen about the improving U.S. economy has prompted some experts to say the Federal Reserve is likely to raise its key interest rates soon. In her speech in Washington on Wednesday, Yellen said she expects the U.S. job market to keep strengthening and U.S. inflation to rise closer to the Fed's 2% target rate that signals a healthy economy.
I anticipate continued economic growth at a moderate pace that will be sufficient to generate additional increases in employment, further reductions in the remaining margins of labor market slack, and a rise in inflation to our 2% objective.
Some economists interpreted those comments as a sign that the Fed will raise the key U.S. interest rate on December 16th. Australian authorities say a new analysis of the disappearance of a Malaysian airliner last year has boosted their confidence that they are searching in the right part of the Indian Ocean. Searchers have been combing a huge section of the Indian Ocean since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 went missing in March 2014. The only confirmed wreckage to be recovered is a wing flap found on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion in July. MH370 was en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it disappeared with 239 people on board. You can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.